This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Crawford Management Group and Smart Time Consultants. Please be advised that the voices and opinions you hear do not represent the views of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hi, my name is Leah Crawford.
And I'm Rhonda Nolan.
And you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show.
For all the beautiful entrepreneurs out there,
this is for you.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Happy birthday to me. Woo! Yes, today is my birthday. And I have a special guest, well, a special co-host in the studio with me today. I'm going to say happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Miss Capucine Holmes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday to you too.
Yes, yes. It's Pisces season.
It's Pisces season. What you do for your birthday?
I had a wonderful time by going out and making this a whole month of Pisces season.
I know that's right.
Yes, I know.
I hated that I missed the dinner the other night, but it's okay. It's okay. But I had work to do. Pisces season, but today there are a bunch of events going on. Cap, please tell them, because if you're up listening to us, you're up and about. Let's talk about the events that are happening today.
The events that's happening today, we have the Lynx Wellness Expo that's over at the MLK Senior Citizen Center at 2420 North MLK at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also, we have the National Coalition of 100 Black Women who are having Sisternomics, and that will be at the AD Guy Knowledge Center at 817 North Street in Las Vegas. It is going to be a wonderful day. One, because it's Leah's birthday.
Yes,
hey!
It's my birthday.
And it is a lot of events going on with women organizations here in the valley.
So I love it because, all right, the 100 Black Women is homebuyers. So they're gonna be talking about home buying and just the process of home buying. The AD Guy Center, and I think that starts at what time did it start? You said 11 o'clock?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And the Lynx Las Vegas chapter with the Wellness Expo. So they're going to be doing all types of screenings there. They're doing high blood pressure. They're doing a whole bunch of different tests. And because I think the Southern Nevada Health District is partnering with them, I can tell you they're going to have a bounce house. They're going to have food there for the first 200 people. Shouts out to Christy Means, because I know she's been working hard on this expo. It's a way for you to get the free screenings. You know, especially if you need to know, because knowing is half the battle.
And United Healthcare is going to be there as
right,
well.
Right. I know Dia Young is doing the food, and her food is absolutely amazing. So even if you're just going, and for children, because they have a bounce house there. So it's a whole event going on from 10 until 2 today on my birthday at the Martin Luther King Senior Center. And it's on the corner of MLK and
Carrie,
yep, MLK and Carrie, diagonal from the Pearson Center. So if you see the Pearson Center, it's diagonal.
Correct.
It's the building that's diagonal. I think a statue was there too.
Yes.
MLK statue was there.
Yes, you will see it.
Right. So you want to get some screenings. They would love to have you. But today, I am excited because today is my birthday, and my birthday is during tax season. So for the past umpteen years of me doing taxes, my birthday is in the middle of the season, so I really don't get to go anywhere. I just get to maybe go out to dinner, go home and debrief.
You know, yeah. I want to ask you some questions about taxes.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
Okay, so when is the last day to file taxes?
So the last day to actually file without incurring any penalty with an extension is October 15th. But everybody thinks April 15th. April 15th is the first filing deadline. So what we encourage people to do is file an extension. If you believe that you owe, you want to pay by that date. Pay some kind of deposit or something if you believe that you owe. we like to get people's information, and like right now we're gathering information and we're asking our clients, just bring the information in. And then if we believe you're going to owe, like if you owed last year, then let's make some type of payment. If you're in a payment arrangement, you want to make sure that you file, because if you don't file, you get knocked out of the payment arrangement. Right. And for people that might owe for the first time, you know, there are some things that we can do to help abate the penalties. But we try to communicate with our clients a lot. I have a lot of conversations right now because I'm calling people, get your stuff in, so that we can make sure that we at least file an extension. If you do owe, get a payment sent to the IRS. And if you get a refund, we still file the extension anyway, just to help to build the discipline. And we're going to talk about discipline again and healthy habits.
So why would you want to be compliant?
Because being not compliant, I give you an example. Again, I deal with a lot of people. And one of our things is tax resolution. With tax resolution, we have to be, past 6 years have to be filed. So for this year, it's 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, and 2018. Client came in, had not done his taxes in years. And I'm like, okay, nope, we only have to go back to 2018. Lo and behold, he got refunds in some of the years. So you forfeit the refund because you had 3 years to claim your refund.
Wow.
So we encourage people, just go get the taxes done. Go get the taxes done. You can use a professional or you can do it yourself. You know, there are a lot of softwares or ways for you to go in and prepare the tax return, because the IRS will prepare your return, because they do this too. The IRS will prepare the returns. But they don't do that a lot of times when you get refunds.
Wow.
They don't do that when you get refunds. But if you owe, they, you know, they calculating and doing, but not when you get refunds.
So leaving money on the table if you're not being compliant.
If you're not being compliant, or, you know, and it's a discipline, and everybody, people are talking about it. You know, people, oh, I'm just not going to do it yet. And I, no, just do it. Just do it.
So Leah, what is financial health?
So let's talk about it. Financial health. Financial health. We talk about mental health. We talk about physical health. Like the wellness fair today, we're dealing with your physical health. Your financial health is how you handle your money. How do you handle your resources? So are you healthy? You know, do you, when you earn money, are you responsible when earning your money? That's how we measure your financial health. I normally go through a list of questions that we ask people and we score them. Like, do you do this or you don't do this at all? Or sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. And we ask about 10 questions. And with these questions, we can determine basically if you are financially healthy. With that, we talk about discipline. The reason why we talk about discipline and financial health is when you look at people that are very successful, a lot of times they are very disciplined. They set the intention and they do the work. You know, same thing with your money. If you are getting a paycheck, right, and you get paid every other week, however you get paid, how are you handling your money? With that, are you setting goals? So one goal could be you want to buy a house, right? And to do that, you know, you just can't decide today that I'm going to buy a house and on Monday you had a house. It's a process. So you set the goal and then you back it up and you do the steps in order to reach the goal of buying a house. Because buying a house can take as long as 3-4 years. I've seen people get it done in a couple of months, but I've seen people, you got to get it done because you got to have, if you're getting financing, if you're not the person that has the money and I'm just going to go ahead and buy the house like I buy my shoes. But most of us have to go get financing when we have to be prepared in order to get someone to say that I'm going to give you this huge set of money, huge amount of money to buy this house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to show that you're credit worthy. You have the income capacity to handle the payments. So you got to set the goal and then do the work in order to achieve the goal. Do you budget? Again, with the paychecks, you know, you get paid $1,000 a month. Are your bills $700 or are they $1,200? Right? Because if they're $1,200, then there are some things that you either need to get rid of, you know, not do anymore, or you need to earn more money.
Yeah, your debt to ratio.
Your debt to income ratio, right? Well, that's basically just your income, just your debt to income ratio. Building an emergency fund. So we talked to people about that. And being financially healthy, you want to have an emergency fund. What does that mean? For some people, it's $500 a month. For some people that are homeowners, it might be $3,000 to $5,000. $3,000 to $5,000, not a month that you want to have in this emergency fund. Why is it important to set up this emergency fund? Stuff happens. And you want to be able not to be stressed out behind stuff happening. And you just want to get this. So you want to get this emergency fund, set what that dollar amount is. I know what my dollar amount is. I have access to it. Because if something breaks down, I don't need to worry about how I'm going to pay it. I just need to figure out where I'm going to get it done.
Right.
Go get it done. Okay, that's solved. That's paid for. Now let's move on and I'll work to rebuild the fund.
And it takes away the stress.
Because stress in anything, right? Because stress can mess with your mental health. Stress can mess with your physical health. But you have to do the things financially not to be stressed. You know, with financial health, I talk about insurance. If something happens, you know, you look around the valley every day, it's 3 to 4 accidents. Car insurance, even though you're supposed to have it, you know, what is the right amount of insurance for you? And we talk about that, having a relationship with an insurance agent.
And being able to have your deductible ready if you need it.
And have your deductible ready. So that could be part of your emergency fund. Mm-hmm. And knowing what your deductible is. Because for some people, it's 100, it's 500, it's that, whatever it is. Just make sure you got that ready. Because if something happens to that car, you want to run them the check. Here you go. Take that. Because I need my car fixed.
And I need it back today.
And I need it back. Well, as soon as you can get the parts, right? Because the parts might have to come from overseas, right? Right. The other thing, after you get there, then you want to build a 6-month reserve. So when you have the budget and you know what your minimum costs are, you multiply that times 6. And that's the number that you want to build in a 6-month reserve. And for me, talk to a financial officer where you want that money to sit. Do we recommend you sitting it in a regular bank account? No. No, you want to do something with that money, but you want to have access to that money, right? You want that money to grow, but you want to have access to it because we've seen what happens when you lose a job, right?
Right.
You lose a job and you're sitting there, you know, no income is coming in. And then you might worry about how am I going to pay my bills?
Because you didn't put it in a fund that's about 5 years for you to be able to touch it without penalty.
Right. So the thing about it is that if you have that reserve, that gives you some time. Okay, strategize. What's the next job? I might want to open up a business. I might want to do something different, but how am I going to bring income into my household? You know, you talked about the debt to income ratio. That's a real factor. With your debt to income ratio, you know, you want to be 35% or less. They say 30%, but I said 35. You know, so if your credit card bill, if your credit card limit is $1,000, you just want to have about 350. You don't, because you want a good credit score. And if it's not there, there's some things you need to do, right? In order to get ready to build the discipline. Maybe you don't need to buy those shoes. Maybe you don't need to buy those clothes. You know, maybe you need to rotate the stuff in your closet. You know, go. I got girlfriends. You know, sometimes we swap. You want to just want to be disciplined, having good conversations. Know your credit score. Some people believe say, well, you don't want a credit score. No, know your credit score.
Follow it.
And most credit cards companies, they have tools on the site for you just to see where your credit score is. And you can see when you make payments, if the credit score goes up, when you're late on a payment, credit score might go down. You want to be there because especially if you're looking to buy a home, you want to monitor your credit score, build the discipline. Live below your means. Bingo.
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 Hit it on the nail.
Hit it on the nail. Live below your means. That's a simpler way an easy way to say it. You know, if you're just starting out, you might have roommates. You might not be able to live on your own. That's okay. You don't have to stay there. I had roommates at one time. And from roommates, you know, I went to government. I had a government program, set aside units in D.C., where we had got a unit for a reduced cost, still living below my means, you know, and small car at first, because I just needed transportation to get from A to B. But there were times when, you know, some people, you have to catch the bus. That's okay. Living below your means, because as you become more disciplined, it carries over into all aspects of your life. You know, you might start off, you know, one of the rap songs says, you know, you might start off as the cook and then end up being the manager. You know, that's earning more money. You earn more money, you do something different. But building the discipline along the way, and then really assessing your circle. Who are the people you're talking to? Who are the people surrounding you and giving you advice? Because all advice is not good advice.
That's true.
Not advice. But you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I am Leah Crawford.
And I am Capucine Holmes, sitting in for Rhonda Nolan.
Yeah, but and talking about financial health, that's just one of the things that we go through with our clients when they come in, especially with the tax resolution, because there were some things that happened along the way, and we need to figure out, you know, what happened. Not more so to beat you up, but to uplift you and to say, you know, well, let's do something different. Let's try something different. What we've seen is they come in the first year, a lot of people, you know, we clean it up, they may owe. By the second or third year, they're getting small refunds, or what they owe is a lot less than what they owe before, but it's just correcting certain behaviors.
So, Leah, we talked about financial health, but what does financial health have to do with mental health? Aren't they kind of combined together?
What you think?
I believe so.
Why you think so? And then I'll give you my answer. Why you think so?
I believe so because if you're stressed, if you're going and your mind is not right, you're not thinking of how you're going to spend your money. You become an emotional spender. And so I truly believe that mental health has a lot to do with allowing you to get to your discipline, allowing you to be healthy, in financial health. It's all combined together.
Well, the thing about it is we had to bring a specialist on to really talk about it. But it does have a lot to do with it. Because if you're mentally unhealthy, mentally dysfunctional, you do. Because imagine, you know you don't have the money, you got credit cards. And you just go and spend, and you don't have no idea how the stuff is going to get paid. Is that healthy?
No, it's not healthy.
Is that healthy? Doesn't it create stress? Because bill collectors call you, and they're going to continually call you. They'll call you every day. You owe us this, and you owe us that. You owe us this. You owe us that. And that creates a certain level of stress.
It creates a lot of stress.
Like someone told me, you know, a long time ago, go through your closet. Go clean your closet out. You got a whole wardrobe in there. You don't have to buy nothing. You don't have to buy anything. And I was like, but you don't have to buy anything. Right? What are you buying it for? You know, are you happy with you? So part of it too is, are you happy with you?
And that's the mental health.
Are you happy with you? Being self-aware. Are you happy with you? Can you look in the mirror and what you see back you like? And if you don't, guess what? That's the one thing you can change. That's the one thing you can change is you.
You change you.
And change your outlook. Because when you change your outlook, things change.
Things change. And having people that surround you and support you that are good for you,
like,
and making sure that you bring the people that have that positive energy as well.
Well, think about it, Kat. When you walk into a room, do you light up a room?
Yes, I do.
Do you light up a room?
Yes, I do.
But part of it is your self-awareness and
correct
your disposition. So you don't, I mean, if even if someone is sad around you, when you come into the room, you're bubbly, you're giggling, and even in having hard conversations.
The hard ones.
That's when you can see, because it's having a hard, healthy conversation.
That is real.
And authentic. A healthy, authentic, real
conversation.
And that's the growth point. Because what you take away from that, what you incorporate and change is important. Because, okay, not all hard conversations and hard things are meant for you, right?
Right.
Certain things you can take and, oh, okay, I'll go with that. Certain things, it's like, you want to know, you keep that. That's right. You, not me.
Mm-hmm.
You just projecting how you feel.
Right.
But sometimes those hard conversations, people showing you.
Right.
And it's okay.
Because maybe
it's something that you need to change. And I know I like my circle because we have hard conversations regularly. You know,
all the time.
Regularly.
All the time.
But it's one of those iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron, and having the heart to want the best for the person that you're talking to.
Because the thing about it is when I travel, I'm not trying to pay for y'all. I need y'all to pay for yourselves. If we all say we going, everybody can foot the bill.
Right.
Everybody, and if you can't foot the bill, that's okay. You just can't go on this trip.
And it's okay. We'll bring you a t-shirt back that says it.
We'll bring you a t-shirt and we're not going to judge.
No.
We're not going to judge. If we're going to the restaurant, you can't, just don't go. But don't sit there. If it's not in your budget, that's okay because it's no judgment.
No judgment.
It's no judgment. It's no judgment. But at the same time, I want to be around people that understand and are self-aware, that are okay with who they are, and they're not comparing.
Or competing.
Or competing with each other.
Correct.
We're uplifting each other. We're congratulating each other. We want, if we find something, we're connecting each other. So it's about being around a healthy circle. And part of financial health is auditing your circle.
That's correct.
Auditing your circle.
Oh, auditing your circle.
Yeah, auditing your circle.
So wow.
Auditing your circle and consistently auditing your circle.
Right.
Because I know for me, when I cut all my hair off, somebody said, Leah, why you cut all your hair off? I said, because I got rid of everything that doesn't serve me.
Ooh.
And they were like, oh. You got rid of everything that doesn't serve me.
And then it allows you to have more time when you get up in the morning and enjoying your day.
Enjoying your day. But you have been listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I have the beautiful Capucine Holmes sitting in for Rhonda Nolan. I just want to tell you that, Cap, thank you. Before the show ends, I want to thank you for getting up with me this morning and coming in and doing the show, doing Pisces season.
Pisces season.
Yeah, but I can say, though, if you are at Crawford Management Group, this is part of what we do with our clients. So we're more than just a tax resolution accounting service. We really dig into our clients and really get to know our clients, and because we want our clients to be financially healthy.
And successful.
And successful. But financial health yields success, right?
Correct.
Right? And it also, you know, we talk about, you know, having, you might have health challenges. That's okay. Let's go ahead and let's handle that. Let's handle that. You can have mental health challenges. Okay. Let's go and let's handle that. You know, I refer clients to doctors, to lawyers, to, you know, and I refer them to people that can help them get to where they want to go. So we're more than just that accounting service. You know, someone came in our office yesterday, they had a whole issue, and I just sat there and I listened, and they wanted to do it their way. I gave them a way to do it. They wanted to do it their way, and we sat there for about 30 minutes and talked through their whole way. They was like, oh, maybe that wasn't right. I'm not gonna push it on you, but let's think it through.
So
no judgment.
So I believe that you allow experts to guide you and always go in with an open mind, because you want that person who is doing the work and is an expert to give you the best scenarios for you to be successful. And you have to go in and bring people who know what they're doing and stop looking at social media thinking that you find out everything on social media.
You want to know what? You sound like Shada Hole Esquire. Shouts out Shada, because Shada talks about it all the time. Shada says, you want to know what? I compete with TikTok Esquire more than anybody else. I compete with TikTok Esquire. And I do too. So people get advice, or they look at the social media. And don't get me wrong, social media has some good stuff out there. It's some good stuff out
there.
And
some of it is wrong.
But how do you incorporate it? Because they don't always connect all the dots for you. But we call them SMEs, subject matter experts, SMEs. So when you're talking to a subject matter expert, understand that they're processing it a little bit different from how you're processing it. I'll give you an example, talking to an attorney. So when talking to an attorney, they process differently because they're thinking about all the things that can happen, you know, depending on a scenario, and then they're going to lay it out for you. Do you take their advice? I would. That's what they do.
Because they're experts.
Right. I know some of my business owners, I'm not their only accountant. They have two or three of us working with them. And they do that because if I say something, then they go back and check it with that person, and then they go back and make the decision. Now, it is a little bit more costly because they pay all these people for their time, but they understand that you might miss something. So I want to make sure that I'm covering all angles. You know, we talk about it as business owners having bail. And I'll just go over real quick because we're almost out of time. But if you're a business owner, you need bail. You need bail.
That's correct.
You need a banker. You need an accountant, preferably a CPA, an insurance person, somebody that can handle almost anything, and a lawyer. And you want to have these core people, hopefully they know each other, right? You want to have these core people in your business, because with these core people, any question you have, one of them can answer. Because especially when you got ones that have experience, like for me, I've been in business here for 17 years, but I've been doing accounting for 30.
Right.
You know, I've been doing accounting for 30. I understand this. You know, I understand it. And when people chant, you know, and I do get clients that are like, no, Leah, well, I heard I can do it this way. Okay, well, let me look into that. Because even though I have a lot of knowledge, I always research before speaking because tax changes.
All the time. Regulations change.
Regulations change all the time. So I take the time with our clients to give them good answers for the time period that we are talking about. That brings us to the end of our show. Real quick, though, the Lynx is having their wellness fair today at the Martin Luther King Senior Center. And 100 Black Women of Las Vegas is having their home buying seminar at 80 Guy.
Yes. And the Lynx event is at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the 100 Black Women is at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So you can go to both because they're right down the street from each other.
Right down the street from each other.
You can go to the wellness fair, get some checkups, go see about buying your house, then go back to the wellness center, you know, before they the wellness expo before they end. Because they're right down the street from each other.
Right.
All right, that ends our show for today. And following next week, we're going to talk about, you know, elections.
And it's serious.
It's serious. Until next week, Las Vegas, peace and blessings.
Pisces season.